here on Radio 3. Now, when I was off last week, I had a brief break, matter of days, in that magical area of the country where Herefordshire, Worcestershire and Shropshire all meet. And I was taken to see a fascinating church, St Michael's Tenbury, a vast Victorian edifice, clearly way too big for the village it serves. It was built as the chapel of St Michael's College, opened in 1856 to provide a model for the performance of Anglican church music. Choral services were sung daily during term time. The college survived through until the 1980s. David Wilcox was a fellow there in 1953. In a moment we will hear him playing Howls at the organ. Almost exactly a century earlier, the 16-year-old John Stainer was appointed the first organist at St Michael's, put in charge of choristers who were not much younger than him. Here is music that Stainer composed from his Crucifixion, God So Loved the World, sung by the choir of St Michael's College, Tenbury, recorded in 1979. Roger Judd is the conductor.
Thank you.
Lo, the poor crieth, a psalm prelude by Herbert Howells, David Wilcox, the organist. David Wilcox, a fellow at St Michael's College, Tenbury, in 1953. Before that, we heard the college's first organist a century earlier, John Stainer, from the Crucifixion, God So Loved the World, a recording by the choir of St Michael's, Tenbury, from 1979, just a matter of years before the college closed. Roger Judd, Master of Music. I've tweeted pictures of the chapel and a few from inside, including a memorial to Stainer at BBC Radio 3, if you're interested in that. And if you ever find yourself in that area, do go and see St Michael's Church in Tenbury. Do pop into Tenbury Wells as well and check out its extraordinary Chinese Gothic pump room, which looks like it's out of The Prisoner. You won't forget it in a hurry.